And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And welcome back. And we have the amazing Gary Richardl. Now, I got to say this, Gary, you have a special calling. Now, I've done this for each of my other co-hosts this week. 2020 is the start of a new decade, a new year. It's also the year of what I call unveiling or apocalypse. We've been doing unveiling for a long time, but, you know, the resistance to the unveiling has been strong over the years. When I started doing this, like, back to the Clear Channel show back in the mid-90s, so 25 years ago, we were kind of just titillating, touching on it a bit. We got a lot more into it 21 years ago when I traveled with the Prophecy Club to 42 cities in Israel and I was on audio, the radio network, as well as video, and traveled to 42 cities and Israel. But the resistance was pretty high back then. In fact, a lot of people thought, even though the stuff looks logical, they think, you must be nuts. We just hope you're nuts. I mean, we're just praying that you're psychotic and that you're just a delusional, narcissistic egomaniac. Not anymore. This year, with all the events that are transpiring and all the new information coming out, and the problem is, you see, with the internet, the government and the NSA agents and so on, they can't control everything. When you put out this stuff on your website, this is available. People can go to news-expose.org, and they can read about COPA, C-O-P-A, the Luciferic Connection. And I like you to get into this stuff because people need to start connecting the dots. They don't understand what ICLEI is, I-C-L-E-I, right?
Right.
And how it's a front for the World Bank, okay, and the IRS and all this other foolishness. How the billionaires and the bankers and the global Satanists are running our world. And even people like Nancy Pelosi, who's actually tied in directly with some of these other nasty people, like, you know, Podesta, etc., and Pizzagate, these are devilish people, aren't they? I mean,
they're all following a script from the four major ones, you know, the ones
right.
We see are the lieutenants below handing them the
right.
blueprints, and that's the
right.
Trilat, CFR, Bilderbergs,
exactly.
and Secret Society, and you know
yeah.
what's beyond that once people
yeah. So what you're good at is you've got all the, I call it the level, you go at the top level, but you know all the ugly details down the guts of the beast system. Okay, so let's get into some guts. Led by PSYOP agent Fred Keeley, Bagman for County Tax Collector Keeley as the Chief of Staff. You talked about this. Let's get into some of this information here. This is in Santa Cruz, right, which is where up where you are. And I see your article here. It looks like, for some reason or other, it looks like the page is partly cut off. I mean, did you, when you photographed it, was it cut off, or what's the story there?
Yeah, it looks whole on my side. I'm not sure.
Well, I know it is. I know it's the
there
size.
Be,
it's here it is. It's whole when you actually just reduce the size of it so you can read it all. Okay. So for Sam Farr, pro-NFDA, NAFTA, and congressman made a fool of himself by flying the United Nations flag. Of course you fly the UN flag. I mean, you know, people don't understand the UN flag basically is a British flag. The United Nations is the eighth kingdom in the Bible, the last kingdom before the end of the secular age of mankind on Earth. We're there, people. This is not a preview. This is the big show, isn't it? And all these, when you're doing your minion analysis of the minions of Satan and his Luciferic elite and down levels here of the international space chess that they're doing, all these agencies like Agenda 21 and UN and, you know, and ICLEI and everything, here's the facts. And I want you to go through this about this first article, COPA. Let's talk about how this is actually working, because they have a parallel machine to the regular elected officials, and they're actually taking over control. And that's why it's amazing to me that people don't understand the deep state is not a deep state. They think they are the state, and the elected officials and the public thinking they're electing their control officials are delusional, because they believe, like people like Clapper and Brennan and the deep state officials in, say, the Department of Justice and these special orders or the 10 schools and so on, they think they're the real government, and they're not elected, are they?
No, they're selected. Not
they're
elected.
Selected, yeah.
But,
slight difference.
All of these people, and, you know, this is a mishmash of some of the wiring that actually is a blueprint for the rest of the state of California. Here locally, of course, this is called Panetta Stan, because this is where Leon Panetta came from. And there is a Panetta Gate. If people look that up, they'll find his treasonous activities by sending information to the Red Chinese, etc.
Right.
Now, his replacement, after Leon Panetta became, you know, chief of staff for Bill Clinton, along with Podesta, which, you know, you get into the, you know, the pedophilia. But Kiwi was chief of staff for Sam Farr, who was the only person in the Congress that flew the U.N. flag, and I guess his majority leader asked him to take it down. But, you know, it's just too obvious. But Sam Farr wrote the foreword to, you know, the Santa Cruz Agenda 21. And, of course, it's called Local Agenda 21, which would be further from the truth. It has quotes from Gorbachev and, you know, UNESCO and everything but local. And it was also funded by the United Nations Association, get this, of San Francisco, Santa Cruz, and New Haven, Connecticut. And you and I both know New Haven, Connecticut is the home ground of four of the top secret societies, including Skull and Bones.
Right.
Which certainly had a part, you know, participation in all, you know, every one of our intelligence agencies and virtually every administration, including the present.
Look at John Kerry, and who was actually in the same coffin right beside George Bush Jr., and taking their oaths out while they're talking about their sexual fantasies and masturbating half naked in a coffin. People don't realize how weird this is, but it's real, unfortunately, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it is. And this COPA, which is, let's see what that stands for. I got to find it. It's Communities Organized for Power in Action. And this is...
Boy, they always use these very obfuscating terms, don't they? So, you know, that doesn't
make
sense.
Yeah, it's always community and local and local environment and, you know,
yeah,
for the children type stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, first you have to understand, a lot of these organizations will do some good works, but most of it is sneaky, evil, building power. For example, right now what they're doing is... And this is what's going on right now, for example, with the situation with Iran, right? And I'll get into this a little later, but I want to get through your data here first, and then I'm going to connect some dots. Because people need to understand that the dot connecting is not happening whether you're watching some of these other shows in alternative media. They only go so far. Look at even Fox News. They go so far, and then they back off. They may call themselves libertarians like Tucker Carlson, but then they stop being libertarians, don't they?
Exactly. The COPA, which you know, has a presence. It's a mix of Unitarian, Catholic, and a couple of Jewish temples around here. Put together this, or adopted this blueprint. And when you go to the website, you can find that it's also funded by the Panetta Institute. And of course, Panetta has always been a globalist, and certainly not an American in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
Outside of being, having been born here.
Right.
The Industrial Areas Foundation, which COPA is an extension of, was funded by billionaire Marshall Field III. And Marshall Field was, you know, was a, you know, a known communist. It's an extension. The Industrial Areas Foundation is part of Saul Alinsky's network. And he wrote his book, Rules for Radicals, which is dedicated to Lucifer. So
that's
where part of COPA has been.
And one of Lucifer's primary minions, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Because the Rodhams are high-level, basically wizards, going back 500 years in Europe plus. And they actually put her through a Luciferic ceremony to have her indwelt by a transdimensional entity. Do you know that?
Yeah, I think last week, or maybe in between our program, we went through the 33rd degree Masons, which is a whole list, and that I don't know if that's up on my website yet or not, but it's you know, a lot of people, including the Dulles brothers, who founded the Council on Foreign Relations. But
right, and by the way,
you know,
Europe is not founded by Europe is not founded by America, by Europeans. It's founded by the CFR and by the Trilateral Commission. It was actually manufactured. In fact, we actually prosecuted World War One and Two as a little hiatus between Treaty One War. To create superstate Europe, didn't we?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, this chief of staff for Sam Farr ended up, you know, matriculating through the state assembly and, you know, burned out his two terms, and the same with state senate, and then he became a local tax collector, and he's really prepped. He really understands the Delphi technique. In fact, so much so that California Forward, again, a part of Common Cause, which was funded by the Rockefeller, the whole Rockefeller web, and founded by John Gardner, a member of the CFR. But anyway, here it's called California Forward. It's the most powerful lobby in the state, right. And they have Leon Panetta as a co-founder of it, together with another man who was part of the, was it the something for economic development, I think it was. And
right.
They have come out with their policy making, and they want to get rid of 80% of local government because it could be more efficiently handled by administrators and from Sacramento.
Well, this is what happened in Europe. I talked to, 4 years ago, I had an Irish representative and also one from Wales on the show, and they said 85% of the regulations and things, laws that are passed are done by bureaucrats in Brussels or in Strasbourg, France, for the European Union. It's not passed by locally affected officials in any of the European countries. It's all done by bureaucrats, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I think we're probably approaching that point here, considering
right,
all
it's
the environmental
already,
laws.
Yeah.
And,
right, the bureaucrats running more and more of the country. And that's why we have so much pushback against President Trump. You see, Trump's not perfect, but he's pushing back against the deep state, which are basically the unelected officials and the bureaucracy that is not elected, that think they're the one that should govern us and not an elected official. Right?
Right. Well, these are the guys that, you know, hover, you know, around the parallel government, which is the COGS, the Councils of Government, because they're foundations. They have full-time employees, and they lobby 24/7.
Right.
Just as do the, you know, most professors at the university, et cetera. They teach a couple of classes, and the rest of their time is doing PR work for the world government.
We're going to post up some of these pictures so you can actually see it, because one of the things I like about what you do is it's all very visual, so we should probably do some visual stuff, if not after the day on the weekend. But if you look at some of the pictures and names here, we have the Commonwealth Club, and I want you to expand on that, because you mentioned that the Keighley was the co-chair of the Voices of Freedom, of Reform. It's a front for the Commonwealth Club, and the Commonwealth Club leadership is interchangeable with the Bohemian Club, which is, you know, the Bilderbergers West. And, of course, they have their ceremony in the cremation of care before the giant owl now. The owl is the owl of Moloch. And if you go back to ancient Druidic culture that infiltrated into Israel, ancient, I call it, it's a real hell, they had a number of days of what's called the days of Baal, and then they finally had the big ceremony of Moloch. And then they sacrificed to the god Ashtoreth. And you know what the symbol of Ashtoreth is? The Star of David. It has nothing to do with Israel. It's a Druidic sign of sacrifice to a fertility goddess in the spring. Did you know that? And this cremation of care basically is a throw forward of this ancient procedure. In fact, there's some pretty good evidence that over the last 100 and some years, they actually have sacrificed children in a Bohemian Club in California. Or they do it symbolically. If they don't do it in real, they do it symbolically. And one of the things that happens that people don't realize, you know what they call this? When you don't have a baby that's conceived under one of these lascivious ceremonies with other than your husband, and you have a baby you deliver to the arms of Moloch and ash to burn to ashes, what the ancients would do that were apostate, so-called Hebrews or Jews, they would deliver what's called sweet bread to the Queen of Heaven. So they make these little babies like we call gingerbread babies with cardamom, and they deliver these baby-shaped sweetbread cookies, things or whatever, onto the arms of the Moloch as a proxy for a baby they should have delivered, but they didn't get pregnant. Did you know that? They call it the sweetbreads of the Queen of Heaven, right? Now, the real Queen of Heaven is us. Actually, our destiny is to become married to the God of the universe, and for the human race, we become a solar and transgalactic civilization. So what they're doing is an apostasy, and this is Lee Lucifer trying to steal our destiny, right? A cremation of care, yeah. So what they want to do is kill our babies, kill our souls, destroy our civilization, and control us, and make us believe in the Luciferic idea of both doing good and evil to control us. That's what they're doing.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So, Gary, I want to kind of start going a little higher level of intensity here. When you show these people, like the front for the Commonwealth Club and the Bohemian Club, and you show how devilish they are, a lot of these people are people you think otherwise are nice. You know, people like Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr., George Bush Sr. They actually were cohorts in the Bohemian Club, right? When you see them and actually see the picture of this giant owl and the big fire burning and everything, and you realize what the heck's going on here, you start to understand, like, what is this? And we look at things, people like other corporations that are tied to them, like the Council on Formulations, Chevron Corporation, Bechtel. By the way, Bechtel runs all the underground bases built by America and our allies, are built by Bechtel. And much of the underground or black op money from the drug cartels, human trade and organ trade worldwide goes through Bechtel Corporation to build them. In deep underground military bases and dormant magma domes, or what's called matrix cities, where they actually go tunnel back and forth and make a matrix to build underground tunneled living complexes. George Pratt Schultz, you mentioned here, Pratt, of course, is Standard Oil. Headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations is called the Pratt House. Isn't that interesting? I'd like to expand on this, because people start to understand that the billionaires and corporate leaders and the Satanists that are involved in these corporations are all the same people, aren't they?
Exactly. And I mentioned in there, but I don't go into detail, that Fred Keeley was the co-chair of Voices for Reform. But again, I'm looking at the very beginnings of it, and it says the Commonwealth Club of California. It's their project. And listen to how they formulated. To foster probing discussions between state-level governance, reform issues, make these decisions available to a broad range of people throughout California, that's nothing less, and encourage opinion leaders and policymakers to actively pursue promising reforms. The goal was to contribute to the social and political environment that can produce structural changes to the state to make it more responsive, effective, and fiscally responsible. Issues include term limits, campaign financing, state budget process, the initiative process. You know, they're tampering with, you know, the initiative, the reform, and the recall. Voter access. We see how they do that with vote harvesting all over the state. And participation and civic engagement. These guys are nothing more. That's nothing more than a call for a coup d'etat and the change of our form of government, and that's exactly what they do. They're in, like I said, their board of directors is interchangeable with the Satanist at the Bohemian Grove. But, pardon me, headphones fell off here, but even the series, The House of Cards, had a episode in which, you know, the main character attended a Bohemian Grove meeting. So, people do are available to see bits and pieces, corners of this showing, just like the Good Shepherd was a movie about Skull and Bones. I encourage people to watch it, even though they're giving you disinformation. At least they're describing part of what's in the shadows here. But this Voices of Reform, I mean, it's
now, nothing, they have to understand,
nothing clearer than to change, you know, the change.
Some of these people actually come up like some of these people come out like angels of light. For example, a lot of people are semi-worshipping Donald Trump. Now, you got to understand, Donald Trump has done a lot of good works. He's done amazing things in the economy, probably better than almost anybody. He's actually reduced restrictions and regulations tremendously. He's actually put a stop to the expansionism to a great extent of China. Not complete, but did a lot of it. But on the other side, he's actually moving us very quickly toward the New World Order, pushing 5G and 6G, genetically modified foods and fracking, which can cause frack wakes. He's not recognizing the fact that drug cartels are run by SAD, our Special Activity Division of the CIA, along with other cohabiting or cohort organizations like Five Eyes, British Intel, MI5, MI6, and these are all global organizations that are integrated to the control of the black op money that goes into these weird projects. And you have to understand that the Donald Trump, his actual Masonic name, and this is what people may not understand, is called Apollyon Rising. Do you know what that means?
No, tell me.
Well, when he actually announced a few weeks ago that he's going to start at Christmas time the Space Force, which, by the way, had been up for a long time. So he didn't invent it. It just went black. The space program went black, partly under Bill Clinton, and then went totally black under George Bush Jr., and then eventually Barack Obama. It went completely black. The fact is that we've had a colony on Mars since 1982. We have entire space fleets. You remember Gary McKinnon, that little Asperger kid from Scotland, hacked into the naval computers back about 25 years ago. And they've been trying to extradite the little fellow for many years, but they haven't been able to. And, of course, the amount of information he's actually brought out is enough to cross-collaborate. Well, the thing is, I work for these guys. I took care of a lot of the people who are involved with Space Command, so I know about the space fleet. I know what's really going on in terms of our international space fleet and our tokamak fusion reactors and our space fleet and how we have, as he said to the director of Space Command to me on July 10th, 1994, we control every cubic centimeter of space between here and Mars. I said, you mean the moon? He said, shut the F up, Daigle. This is a come-to-Jesus talk. Now, I strongly want people to challenge me. Just one second.
Hello.
I want people to challenge me, and I beg them to try to come into my court and ask me tough questions. But I just don't get it. And in fact, I'm going to do this with you and my other guests, and I'm going to ask you to ask three questions each show, and I'm going to start the second segment. You're a genius, and you've been at this, what, a political thing for, what, 50 years? Pretty, or approaching that, right?
Yeah, pretty close.
All right. First question I want you to ask is a health question, one that you have never heard an answer from any other health provider that you knew that was virtually impossible to get the answer. Second is a geopolitical question, because you've got a very inquiring mind, a lot of information.
Well, one of the things I had for a long time was, an artificial angina, but it felt as real as it could be in my left arm and a little bit of pain in my chest. I haven't had it for a long time, but actually this morning I had a click or two in the heart that made me a little uncomfortable, so I took a baby aspirin for right now. And
a baby aspirin is completely and utterly useless. It's pushed by baby aspirin. People have a baby aspirin-sized brain. Okay? The doctors have pushed this. Now, let me explain. Plaque is caused by dead macrophages. A macrophage is a big-eater cell in Latin. And big-eater cells, when they eat oxidized non-neuronal hydroxycholesterol, which is hard to make, but our Western diet tends to oxidize cholesterol, or you get pro-inflammatory fats. When a macrophage eats a partially hydrogenated vegetable oil or a pro-inflammatory fat, like arachidonate acid, the macrophage goes, oops, bad meal, and they die. They form a thing called a foam cell, and the foam cell can cause calcified plaque, secrete soluble ICAM 1 and 2, and cause platelets and fibrin to layer upon layer, like a tar paper shack in Haiti. We know what causes heart disease. The doctors try to pretend they don't know. When I started talking about this to a cardiologist just last year, you know what he said to me? That's voodoo. I said, I had a dual laser viscometer. The only one west of Harvard University was working with a Harvard cardiologist. So then his eyeballs started to roll. He tried to see if he can avoid me, right? Trying to avoid Dr. Daigle is not a good idea. I see, and I use this kind of funny analogy because I'm not necessarily a nice person. I don't believe I'm nice, but I will die for you, but I won't lie to you. How's that? So I said, look, I started speaking really early. I was less than a year of age. I even whistled at girls with nice legs when I was one. At two, I'd ask questions of adults. By three, I was driving the adults nuts. My parents and other people around me said, man, this is not a normal kid. And I learned that four-year-olds start to learn to shut up. I have no intentions of ever becoming four. All right? So now, next month, on February 15th, I will be 68, and then I will be, therefore, a 65-year-old three-year-old. Now, why is that important? Because I believe the most important thing is you can't play with your mental blocks. You ask better and better questions, because if you don't empty your mind out of what you think you know is all correct, you're never going to learn something new. It's like a glass. If it's full of your own preconceived ideas, you can never get a new idea in there because the glass is full, right?
Yeah.
What I see happening is a society where the educational system is to make sure someone's glass is always full, even if it's BS. Same with churches. The churches are preaching BS. They don't even study the scriptures like it's an interlocking equation. God is so clever, he even put the questions in the New Testament and the answers in the Old, to a great extent, right? And I can give proof of that with specific scriptures. And when you see biblical scriptures, and we've had biblical experts on talking about what's coming next, and I mentioned a couple of what I call gray and black swan events in the next months and years is going to happen after 2020 and thereafter. And it's all based on these demonic forces that are going to do both good and evil to force us into a cybernetic cage. They want eventually to cage us all cybernetically in a matrix, so they got track and control of us financially. They want to control our society, so it's not really elected officials, it's a cybernetic state that runs everything, and AI. They want to reduce the human population and fertility, and they even want to make sure that when you reproduce, you don't reproduce children that will actually resist the state. So they actually found out which genes are factors in your gene SNPs to determine if you're going to resist the dominance of a super state. Did you know that? DARPA did a lot of this research. I got it all, believe it or not. Now, people say, well, Dr. Deagle, you're delusional. I said, no, I'm not delusional. You out there are delusional because you want to spit on the messenger because you don't want to hear me ask good questions. I don't have all the answers, but I got a lot of good questions, and I have more answers than anybody you'll ever hear. And I'm going to ask you three things I want you to ask. Number one, you started with a medical issue. I want you to ask the toughest medical question you've never heard an answer. I want you to ask the toughest geopolitical question that you think is virtually impossible for a human to answer, and the best and the most powerful spiritual question that you thought is not possible, except if the one you're asking the question is called by God to know because I have God on speed dial. In other words, I don't know all the answers. 10 to 50% of the time, I have a pretty good idea, but God will inspire me as you're asking the question, or I'll break the problem down to its constituent parts instantly. Now, why is that important? Because our society is hopeless because we don't realize God is with us. He's not just with us individually, because every Christian is going to have dreams and visions of what's coming in the future after this time of very great trouble. This thing with Iran, for example, imagine how crazy it was. And the Ukrainian jet takes off from Tehran, and these people are stupid to fly. And as they're even in, they're just taking off from the airline, they weren't even in full flight. They got knocked down, 176 people got killed, 60-some Canadians and Ukrainians were killed in a flight leaving Tehran. And they had a Russian anti-missile system. Where do you think all this is going? I can tell you exactly where it's going. It's in the Bible. The author is God in the Bible, and again, he's already pointed out that there's these Druidic Council of 13 and their minions, people like this guy Keeley, these other monsters, that do, they think they're doing good, actually. These people are so twisted, they think they're doing good because they have to do evil to do good, to get their control, to get things the way they want it. These people, actually, you gotta get inside their weird heads. They think that if they don't do good and evil, they can't have things the way it should be, which is what their idea is. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Well, it's like the communists. Any lie or murder you do is it's in favor of the state is a good deed. So.
It's a good deed, yeah. So I want you to ask your three questions. Go ahead. Toughest questions you can think of.
Well, let's see. I'll just give you a
health
quagmire here in the community where you've got two.
What? No, health
supervisors.
Question first. Health question first. Health question first.
This is the one that comes to mind. Two supervisors that have threatened the directors of two local granges. They impugned that it would be physically not good for them, and that their building itself, it might not be good for their building unless they canceled a speaker from a local conservative group.
Now, how is this a health question? How is this a health question? It's not. I want you to ask a health question first.
Yeah, the only one I was hitting out that I've had any problem with lately was just, like I said, the false angina, and I think you might have, already...
There's no such thing as false angina. Let me explain. You have the same wiring. When we get back, I'll answer you. When your wiring of your esophagus and your heart are the same nerves. You can.
Are you you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And, Gary, okay, so I'm going to try to answer your medical question. It's a general one. If you're having chest pain, the nerves supply your esophagus and your upper stomach, the cardia, it's called. That's why it's called cardia, because it's the same nerves as the heart. So to determine whether you have one or the other, you have to do a couple of things. I'm building a decision tree so that when people go through that decision tree, they can just answer a bunch of questions, and it tells them it's more likely that, number one, they need more investigations, or two, they can do a trial of things. Like, for example, trial of things to stop hiatal hernia and acid reflux and abnormal dysmotility of their esophagus. For example, if I gave you GastroHeal and your chest pain went away, it means you have a hiatal hernia. And if I had you IBS care to stop the motility disorders in your esophagus. If you're still having chest pain, I would say the next thing I would recommend you do is we start giving you nutraceuticals to improve perfusion of your heart, cardiovascular. magnesium glycinate, Supernox to open up your nitric oxide, anti-inflammatory fatty acids, magnesium. And as we did that, if your chest pain went, it means you probably had coronary artery spasm. Then I would probably say I'd recommend you do a proper test or consult. We start off with a simple electrocardiogram, but I'd also probably want to do a high-speed CT because it's the most accurate first test. Before you even do a lipid analysis, is a high-speed CT because if you've got calcified arteries, it's going to show up. Now, if you think the average doctor does systematically what I do, you're wrong, and they also you have the wrong conclusion. Even if you have a normal cholesterol like this gentleman I spoke to yesterday, they gave him Crestor, which can cause rhabdomyolysis or make his muscles dissolve and destroy his kidneys. You know his cholesterol is normal because he came into hospital dizzy. And when I went over his series of questions, it suddenly had a virus-induced what's called parameningitis causing auditory problems and balance problems in his middle ear. Now, why is that important? Because the same thing goes on in geopolitical and spiritual issues. Now, I challenge anybody out there with any question on any area that I will be able to dissect it down to its constituent parts. I actually am going to be posting up probably my private Vimeo channel. I'd rather put it in my regular one. That you'll get some brain exercise you can do. If you actually do these brain exercises, you'll be smarter in 10 minutes. Because most people play with their mental blocks. They actually love to stick with their cognitive dissonance, right? And that's part of the reason why people have difficulty making new questions, because they already are kind of satisfied. They think they know everything that their field of knowledge circumscribes. I don't take that approach. I have the approach, I wake up in the morning and think, God, I know nothing. God says, yes, I know, Deagle. You don't know very much compared to me. He's God. I'm not. And the next question area I want you to ask is ask a geopolitical and a spiritual question that you know is mind-bogglingly difficult like Gordian knot, and you've never heard a rational answer of what it is. I want you to go ahead with the next question. Go ahead.
This might hurt a bit. What I was trying to get a little bit earlier with two supervisors making outright threats to substantial organizations, it would be very easy for them to document because the people that were running the hall, had to meet on the beach. So
where's the question, though?
The consequences, the threat is taken seriously.
Where's the question?
The question is that after asking both the DA and the sheriff to investigate or to do something, there has been zero response. And there also has been one letter to the last.
I'll bet your jury just changed people
this last June.
Okay, that doesn't fit the criteria of what I want. I want you to ask a question where you don't have a suspicion of why these people are like that. You're very knowledgeable about these globalists and these maniacs. They're asking questions even when they do the Delphi technique, so they control the narrative, and that's why they want to control even the flow of questions, so that they can actually make sure you don't think out of their box, right? So when these people are doing this, you say, well, why didn't somebody ask the right questions and nail them down? Well, it's the same thing as news. Turn on this, I call it the snooze. It's not news, N-E-W-S, it's S-N-O-O-Z-E-S, the snooze. It's trying to make you become brain dead for your brain to go to sleep. It's not designed to make you ask better questions. When you watch the real news, it should raise more questions than answers that you have. And it should make you pursue other sources of information besides the channel you're watching or the radio that you're listening to, right? So you probably have a pretty good suspicion about the reason why these guys are doing these things is they won't come under proper scrutiny. And what they do is they want to control even the process of scrutiny. For example, how many people are wearing orange jumpsuits since they started the Russiagate thing and went back and they proved that Trump wasn't guilty of anything in Russiagate? Nobody. Even McCabe, these guys have got contracts with media companies and book tours and everything, right?
Yep.
So, that criteria doesn't fit my question. My question is, I want you to ask a question that you don't have the answer for. You probably pretty well do have the answer. These guys are so corrupt and freaking evil. They want to control the narrative, and they want to then apologize to you like Comey, this we call the green giant from hell, as he's answering questions with his big puffy eyes. Trying to pretend that they call him the cardinal of disinformation, this guy, the cardinal of disinformation. Do you like that? He's like a Catholic cardinal inside the New World Order and the deep state, along with, Cardinal Clapper and Cardinal Brennan. What do you think that's funny?
Yeah, I know what they're, you know, what they're doing, but I'm looking for a way around or through, you know.
Right. So, but here's the question. I want you to ask a question that you don't have the answer for, because I'm sure you have a pretty good suspicion on that one. One that you don't have an answer for that's been bothering you for some time. Go ahead.
Well, just
it's hard for you, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
Do you want me to help you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. these people that are controlling our world, who is controlling their mind? Yeah, they control.
Well, a lot of these people come through long lines of the families and the
right. Okay, you're
so
right there.
If
they come through the family line, how does someone in a family, let's say Hillary Clinton, get inducted into becoming a devil? For example, the book Rules for Radical was dedicated not only to Lucifer but also to her. In fact, I think what was his name, the guy that authored that book Rules for Radicals, what's his name again?
Right. Well, yeah, Hillary did her thesis, I think, on Saul Alinsky at Yale.
Right.
We know people that go through Yale and the various, groups there turned into globalists.
Okay, now how do you think these people are turned into globalists?
Well, the professor is the...
This is a question I'm helping you ask me. How do you think normal human beings that could otherwise be decent get turned into monsters like hell? I call the Hillary from hell. I call Hitlery Rotten Clinton. How was she created? Do you know?
Well, I'm just looking at these schools that are real mind menders.
Yeah, they do. And by the way, they're not just schools and education, see. It's not just what we call disinformation and luciferic dialectics of opposition. Because remember, a lot of people will presume that the American Constitution was formed on the basis of religious truth and biblical fact, right? But you know that the people that founded America were from the Green Dragon Pub and were high-level Masons back hundreds of years ago, right?
Yep.
So the oppositional powers that were set between the executive, legislative, and judicial branch, and this is what's going on with Nancy Pelosi, the little devilish... from hell, Nancy Pelosi and her other minions, like Adam Schiff, last two letters of his name are changed to TT because that's what he's full of, and people like Swalwell because he's like you can't swallow it well when you're a devil like this guy Swalwell. And the reason is, what you got to understand is these people were created, okay? They're created because they went to secret schools, they went through secret ceremonies, they were literally cursed by their relatives. For example, Hillary Clinton, I prayed about 5 years ago to find out how Hillary Clinton was created. Do you know how she was created? Got an open vision. God showed me an open vision of a little girl, innocent little girl, being brought down a spiral staircase to a basement where they were doing a ceremony like the movie Eyes Wide Shut. They all had red hoods on, and they had golden goat head staffs, and they were reciting the Lord's Prayer, marching backwards around an obsidian altar with a little boy strapped to it, stark naked and drugged, ready to have his heart cut out with a luciferic knife shaped like a serpent, because it had that wiggle of the serpent in the knife. And as she drank the blood and ate part of the flesh of the heart, they cursed her with a transdimensional entity that entered her. All right? Now, virtually every advanced organization, legal, medical, geopolitical, whatever, in every country, in every religion on earth, has a secret order of some kind. And you may not even realize it at the time you're doing ceremonies or taking oaths, but you're actually opening up a gate or a door, an astral gate, for entities to come in and either completely control you or insert thoughts into your mind that you think are yours. So it's either they have control like you're a video game, or they just insert thoughts, like throw something into your head. And people, of course, because they think it's in their head, they must have thought it themselves, so therefore they're going to act on it, especially if it's part of their otherwise educational teaching and whatever university they're going to, or secret order, or their fellowship, or whatever they are. For example, when I joined Phi Rho Sigma, they put me through a Masonic ceremony before I even had my first class in medical school, 2 months before. So
I think this is, between the Masons, and the Masons aren't the only club out there. You know, there's a lot of so-called service clubs where people go to the rituals.
They have different...
And, William Clinton is a 33rd degree Mason. You know that Obama is a Prince Hall Mason, as is Jesse Jackson, and as was Thurgood Marshall. So it's like Boy Scout patches. You get one little patch for going camping. You get another little patch for lighting a fire, and they're hooked.
And by the way, they're always taught that they're at the peak of whatever organization. If you're say the 30, if you're the 17th York Rite, you learn the Nephilim name of God, Yabalon, Yahweh, the Creator God, Baal, the Fertility God, and God of Law. And property, and Osiris is God of the Underworld, which, by the way, is celebrated Christmas. In fact, the garb of Santa Claus looks identical to when they bury the popes, because it's a ceremonial resurrection of Osiris, and the physical representation of Osiris on Earth is the Pope, because he's a Druidic overlord. He's not a Christian. The Pope is a Druid. Did you know that?
Well, again, we're looking at Albert Pike, who wrote Morals and Dogma.
Right.
You know, for the Masons, it's a big book. I got a copy of it, and they, you know, their worship is Lucifer, other than the Bohemian Grove, or Saul Alinsky.
I got quite a library here. I got all kinds of interesting books. Have you ever heard of a book called the Urantia Book?
No.
I got all kinds of cool stuff. I got access to the stuff that you would never heard of before. And some of it God's actually revealed to me. And you have to understand, this stuff is vile. Do not underestimate the power and the repetitive, you know, darkness of Satan. If he has a plan that works well in the past, he'll use it again. For example, when we see what's going on, for example, in Iran, and I want to open up this can of worms. In Iran, we have, he should have been killed years ago, this guy Soleimani. He was actually about to blow up the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. Do you know that? That's what came out in intel today with Trump. Why did Barack Obama not do it? No, Barack Obama actually gave him $150 billion to the Iranians so he and the Quds Force and these other maniacs could kill Americans and the Lebanese and Syrians and kill foreigners and so on and expand their terror reign because they wanted them to expand. We put the mullahs and Khomeini and Ayatollah Khomeini into power. Why? Because they're the masters of chaos and the order out of chaos. We master both the creation of the chaos and the order that comes up because we gain more power when we do that. Just like if they blow up the economy, guess what happens? The next step is they get more control because they've moved everything now to digital money. And they know only your geolocation. They know everything about you. In fact, when I traveled to Building 10 of Oak Ridge National Lab in 1999 with the Providence Club and Affymetrics in Chicago, I got to see the DNA biochip. Three sixes. First six is your DNA haplotypes for transplanting organs. Second is your genetics and your education. Third is all kinds of other information. It's a key opening thing that can be linked to your biometrics. They're getting ready with the ID this year to lock us down into the matrix. And if you don't believe that these secret orders are all run by Lucifer and they're going to try to create ape God by having digital omniscience, you're not paying attention. So,
yeah.
That's how they created these monsters, and they want to put you into a cyber cage this year as the first layer of the final culmination of the Mark of the Beast. You don't want to believe me? Take me on, people, please. I beg you. Next hour, coming up, our monitor.
Get rid of the administration people that are still enforcing Agenda 21.
Exactly.
Get rid of the education department last year.
Exactly. In other words, they're the minions that are carrying this out, and it's all hidden with the obfuscating terms, isn't it?
It is.
Amazing stuff. Thank you, Gary. A good question. See, I helped you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. We'll shoot you some video after or this weekend. Take care. Which was most important.